Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You get what's up in your nose, AJ? All right.
Yeah, so that's actually the reason why I'm off today.
Uh-oh.
So apparently on one of the sites, someone was loosening wood, and the wood came down from a bracket right where I'm standing, where I'm piling wood and whatnot, and it just came down. Yeah. So the boss came by shortly after. Yeah. Boss came by shortly after and went, well, it's just a cut, right? Because, you know, all he sees is blood. After about like an hour, all this, because I'm with all the Spanish guys, the only thing that I hear whenever they look at me is, es muy malo. And I'm like, yeah, that I know for a fact that means that's not very good. That's very bad, actually, is what it means.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, my nose was a little messed up, and I got a little annoyed because the work is just not being nice right now.
Brutal. Yeah, that's a worse spot. I'm like, you could have, I mean, I can't, surprised your, like, eyes didn't start watering and everything, because, like, that's just, ooh.
Oh, no, I felt extremely lightheaded to the point where I sat down and I'm like, I think I'm fine, and then the guy that I was with, like, walked over, and the only thing you just see is drip, drip, and he's like, that's not good.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
At least I'm not concussed. It just literally the wood hit the bridge of my nose right here.
Yeah.
But if we ever bring it up, I'm just going to say, you know, you should see the other guy. Even if it is a piece of 2x4.
Well, you're not going to have that chance because I just recorded that, and that's going at the beginning of the episode.
Damn it! I don't care.
Bit of the bubbly.
The Monday Night Messiah.
For the love of God, stay away from the different dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your endless entertainment experience, the eternal entity all up in your earballs. And I am joined, as always, by the scientist, the former architect. Maybe he's still an architect. I don't know. It's him. It is him. He's that guy right there with the cool Green Bay Packers sweatshirt on. I'm sure he's going to be cheering for them tomorrow. It's DPP.
Yeah, I don't think you ever lose. I don't think you ever lose. Monikers. I'm still an architect.
Okay, cool.
I'll take it.
And I'm still a commissioner. I'm still a fake commissioner. And let's bring in the third part of this DWI podcast. He is a trivia master. He is a trivia trickster. He is funky and oh so fresh. He's got his own fandom gear on, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gear. It's none other than the funky fresh AJ Velez.
And if Tony's still commissioner and DP's still the architect scientist, and I'm still funky and oh so fighting fresh.
There we go. How about that? How about them apples?
Yeah, I used my Irish spring this morning, so I'm fresh.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
I mean, that's fair. Makes sense.
Do you have shampoo and soap, or do you just have one? Is it one body wash shampoo in one, or what do you got there?
I got the shampoo and a body wash separate. So I got, I think I usually switch it up every time when I run out of a bottle. I go with a different brand. So every time I use a different brand. So right now I think I'm have an Axe one for shampoo, and I have my Irish Spring as a body wash right now. So, you know.
AJ, do you care to share?
I mean, my girlfriend's trying to push me onto her product for shampoo and whatnot. So there's like random, I don't know if you've seen it in any of your outlets or if you see it online, Lush products where they actually do smell good and they're really good for your skin. So I have no complaint over it.
Well, you got the hair too. You got longer hair, so you need something.
Yeah, that's also true.
You just be a good boy and do what you're told over there. Okay?
That's basically what I do. I know better.
Yeah, I'm kind of like DP. I got the shampoo. I got the body wash. I always go Head and Shoulders. I don't know why. I think I had a dry scalp one summer or something. I was like, oh, fuck. And I just always used it ever since then, right? So I think it's the one with the minty one or something. It smells a little green or something.
I know which
Maybe that's the old one. I should stop buying that one. But anyway.
If it works, it works. So, you
know. That and right now, so I stick with that, but the body wash, I rotate. Right now, I'm on the Old Spice body wash, so...
Just finished that one. I just used Old Spice.
Look at
the
your
last
commissioner
round.
Now back at you. Look at your commissioner now back at you. You are not the commissioner.
I just wanted my own body wash.
What's that? We are now on the DWI podcast.
Do you do the same thing with colognes? Because right now I got some Nautica cologne and body spray thing that came with it. So, you know, if it's a real important event, I'll put a little cologne on. But if I'm just going to go out to the bar or something, I'll just throw that. It's kind of like an Axe body spray, and you just right on, you know.
Yep.
We ain't gonna waste the cologne. We ain't gonna waste the cologne for you bar people.
Right. Not important enough. I do the same thing. Okay. I do the same thing.
Same.
I got a little spray for normal stuff, and then for special events, I got some regular colognes. I don't remember the name of the brand I got, but one of the brands I do have is Sex Panther, and 60% of the time it does work every time. It actually smells good. Got that as a Christmas gift one year.
And you'll never forget it. All right, DP, let's let everybody know what's happening on episode 258 of the DWI podcast.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the big show.
Sheet.
Wow. Somebody needs some lemon tea or honey, lemon tea or something. You guys eat something.
Might be me. Might be AJ's nose. Maybe I
need something. Maybe I just need earplugs. Anyway, this week on the DWI podcast. No, just kidding. You guys are angels. Angels are tiny. We're going to get into Drew McIntyre and the situation over in WWE. In addition, we have somebody that will not be making it to Hard to Kill this weekend and who's going to be replacing them. Got some trivia, and we're going to give our thoughts on the divisional playoff round in the NFL. Folks, this is the DWI podcast, DPP.
Ring the bell.
Real quick, before we get into it, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Grab yourself a Chairshot t-shirt. There's one there for everybody. And head on over to thechairshot.com if you haven't already. Sports entertainment and sports entertainment podcasts, news, reviews, articles, opinions, analysis, ratings, and everything you could want. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. What are you looking? Why are you looking at me like that, DP? You never heard me do the promo before? You just gave me the stink eye or what?
What?
We're the same team this weekend, damn it. What's wrong with you?
What did I do? It's just my face, just man. Kidding.
RSF, rest in stink eye face.
Yeah. It just sounds dirty.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I am just playing. Now, I had something whipped up here, and I see that it might be gone. Is it gone? Oh, there's part of it. Where's the other part of it?
I was about to say, I think we're going on to Drew, right?
Yeah, we are. Why don't you go ahead and do your accent for a bit while I just find this?
Well, I know on the last week's Monday Night Raw, we really didn't get to hear Drew or see him much with the WWE title because, sadly, he came down with the Rona. Hopefully, in time, he'll get to the Royal Rumble and beat Goldberg, but for now.
All right, thanks, Drew.
Yeah, no problem. It's not even him.
He's not all right now. I'm all about pushing the envelope this week, apparently.
Apparently, jeez.
Shoot baby, fake table. You guys figure it out. Take that, Greg. Take that, Greg. I'm getting it out there no matter what. I'm an artist, damn it. It's a commentary. It's a commentary on America. It's a commentary on the American inclination to judge before truly investigating a situation. Shoot baby, fake table. I'm PC Tony.
I was about to say, if it wasn't going to be on Pod is War, it was going to be on DWI.
Like I said,
DWI 258, take that, Greg.
I'm your eternal entity, PC Tunney. Now we
know. And knowing is half the battle.
All right, with all serious note, Drew McIntyre does have COVID, and we do wish him the best in a speedy recovery and for those to be safe around him. That is our official message. Now, I don't see this being a problem. It doesn't seem like he has any symptoms. That's what he said. He should be back in time for the Rumble. Correct, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he'll be back in time for the Rumble. There shouldn't be a reason as to why he misses it. I mean, the announcement came last Saturday, Sunday, somewhere around there. I don't really remember exactly when, but he wasn't there at Raw this week. So we're almost a week into that. It's supposed to be a 2-week quarantine thing. So he should be able to wrestle at the Royal Rumble. I just hope this doesn't cause Vince to go like, well, he got sick. He's not reliable. We got to put it on Goldberg because Goldberg's not going to get sick.
What if Goldberg is the one that gave him coronavirus? Like, there's only one way I can beat Drew McIntyre.
Ooh, here we go.
DP?
Let this conspiracy. Wow. Let the conspiracy begin. I love it. It's possible. Wow. And, well, you know, everything seemed to be going okay until we had the seniors' night at Raw. And now all of a sudden, Drew McIntyre's got COVID. So, you know, here's what we get for bringing in people into this thing that you're trying to avoid. You know, people getting COVID and trying to isolate and everything, and then you bring in all these people.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes COVID!
COVID!
Ah, same page. I love it.
We didn't even prepare that.
.com.
Didn't prepare that, didn't say like, yeah, we should do the Goldberg chat. Nah, just on the same page. That was the best.
That was beautiful.
Now, next time, don't explain it to him. Just bask in it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, isn't Keith Lee supposed to get his theme changed again?
It's due time.
Should just go back to the original one, finally. I mean, they don't make him wear the puffy pants, the puffy shorts anymore. I mean, it's perfect for what he's doing right now. The singlet with the extended shorts is perfect.
Yep. I'm down for that. He's changed his theme song more than I changed office cubicles in the course of, you know, a year.
Oh, okay, good. Because if you said any other thing like underwear or socks, we would have had an off-topic conversation.
And he's changed office cubicles twice.
That's right. At work and then to home.
Yes. That was a good guess. I'm not sure.
I don't know. It seemed like every like 3 months I was moving. So, but anyways,
that'd be four times if you did the math.
Yeah, it would be. I don't know how often if Keith Lee has changed his music. At least three times. So yeah.
Okay.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Something like that.
So COVID bird.
Anyways, what we're talking about? Oh yeah, through COVID.
No, I don't. I highly doubt it, obviously, but because I'm sure they all got tested when they walked in the door. But you know, so it's, you know, it is what it is. This stuff is going to continue to happen. It sucks ass that it's your, you know, world champion, but like I said, luckily enough, it seems like he's, you know, isn't showing bad symptoms or anything. Hopefully that is the case based on what he's saying, and he'll be, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be back in time for the Rumble. It's not this weekend, so he's 2 weeks by then is going to be plenty of time. So it's the 31st.
Isn't that part of the best part about Rumble is the fact that we're all football fans, and that week in between the conference championships and the Super Bowl, at least we have the Royal Rumble. Like every year, it's great. You know, it's like, perfect. Oh, fuck this bullshit. The only thing that really sucks about it is the 2 week. Well, we'll get into it. We as a website and a sports categorized website are leaning in toward covering NFL more and more. So keep that in your earballs for next year. We might have a full out NFL coverage team for next season. As we have a lot of interest coming in for that and things of that nature as well. So anyway, any more thoughts on WWE in general, gentlemen? I mean, we could start to speculate on the Royal Rumble and things of that nature, but you guys know how I roll. I mean, I like to start on that 2 weeks beforehand, hitting a couple outside storylines, and then just maybe we'll try and get Kenny. Maybe we'll try and get Kenny and Dave and have a super show, a tri-cast back for Royal Rumble. I think we did that last year, so I think that'd be a good time. While we're talking about things like that, keep it in the back of your head. I do want to do a chair shot dinner party. So we're going to try and do that via Skype, where everybody has to make something and you get a little setup, and we will share what we're eating via social media. So you can check that out while you're listening to the podcast, and everybody doing the podcast is going to see what you're eating. So there you go. It's going to be called Eating Chair Shots. So look for that soon on the chairshot.com Chairshot Radio Network. Thoughts on any of that crap or WWE before we move on into anything non-WWE?
All crap.
It's all crap. I mean, it's all crap, but do we have any, like, super early predictions for Royal Rumble? Like, maybe who might win the men's or the women's? Because I think there's six entrants for both sides. Yeah, six entrants as of January 15th, which is today. So it's...
Yeah, you've got to think who's going to face Roman, who's going to face Drew, you know? I mean, which one's... And of those people to face them, who's most likely to win? I mean, you could easily have – it looks like Daniel Bryan could be facing Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. So if you could see Daniel Bryan obviously winning that and having a big storyline with a heel. Yeah, WrestleMania, win the Royal Rumble and facing him at – who's going to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? Yes, sorry. Thank you, DP. We could start there. What do you guys kind of agree with that? I don't see who else could be facing Roman at WrestleMania right now. It's not going to be The Rock.
If it's not going to be The Rock, then, I mean, other than that, unless they're going to move somebody from Raw over to SmackDown to, like, win it and go after Roman.
What about?
Well, it's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the
Rumble. No, I mean, that's just a really, yeah.
Like that, I think I heard a bunch of internet people just pop boners in the distance.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't know about you, but my peenie just went,
I think I got sweatpants on, bro.
Man, all right.
You know, I don't know. What about you, Andrew?
New Year, same shit. Still called Andrew. Anyway. One of these days I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm going to put my actual Skype on here for once.
Or.
No, we're not blaming it on the alcohol. We're not doing football right now. We're not blaming it.
I'm not. I'm saying this is one. It's not even done.
It's still, I mean, we're going to get
PC Tunney a post-it note, and we're going to be a little thin post-it note and put it right over the Andrew name on Skype.
Oh, that's funny.
He's going to put a post-it note right on the side of his computer that says, Wednesday's Andrew, Friday's AJ.
My grandpa, I hadn't done it in a while. My grandpa, he had to take his car in for emission testing, and he knew it would pass, but the check engine light was on. So he took a piece of black electrical tape and cut it perfectly to the square box that had that light on it above his dash. and you couldn't tell, and the guy never noticed, and he passed. And you're not supposed to pass with that light on.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Fantastic.
Yeah, isn't it? This is the same guy when he died. He had a Caprice Classic, and I was the only one that knew this, but no one else knew that it had a Corvette engine in it. It used to be a cop car.
Baby.
Wow.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
More than you know.
Yeah. He's driving around in this tan gold Caprice Classic, old person extraordinaire car, just burning people off the line with his Corvette engine. Anyway, yeah, I thought that might be more interesting than anything WWE. So
that's
true. Well, I mean, back in the day, Andrew used to have this like 1995 Ford Taurus. So I would used to go to him when he used to work at a bank on the weekends just to hang out, watch like wrestling DVDs and whatnot. There's this dude with like a brand new Mustang that's actually racing him down the highway as he's trying to get to work, and he actually beat the Mustang with like this piece of shit Taurus, and I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? And it's like, I don't know. I really don't know.
The car just
started shaking. Like, the guy gave up halfway through. He still somehow made it to work on time, even though he was like 5 minutes before he had to clock in. I got nothing.
Were you with us that night at Coach's when Nate's buddy from Green Bay had that black Grand Prix that was all tricked out with the laser dash speedometer?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, my God. There's a story for another day. Put that one in your notebooks, fellas. We'll save that one when we have nothing to talk about. Yeah, me and Satchel McFlippins. Anyway, all right, folks. We'll be right back with some non-WWE talk. Hand your britches.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, AJ, you brought it up. Why don't you go ahead and break the news and tell us what's going on there for Hard to Kill. We got a replacement in the main event.
Yeah, we do. This actually came about a few minutes ago before we started recording. Apparently, Alex Shelley, due to unavoidable circumstances, whatever that means, maybe someone got sick or there's an illness. Hopefully, it's nothing too severe to that case. Hopefully, if it is that, he gets better and whatnot. But apparently, Alex Shelley cannot make it to the Hard to Kill pay-per-view that's going to be this Saturday. For Impact, you know, the big old AEW champion Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers versus Rich Swann, and was supposed to be the Motor City Machine Guns, is now being replaced as the Impact World Champion Rich Swann, Alex Shelley of the Motor City Machine Guns, and Moose. Where I know that yes, Tony, that Moose. Ready, here comes the pain, Moose. Yes, even though he's a heel and he doesn't use that theme anymore. This is actually interesting because I'm about 95% sure you guys didn't watch or see Genesis last week.
That's correct.
I played...
Ring the bell.
I played NHL 94 for the Sega Genesis. Does that count?
Listen, pal. I've seen three matches from Wrestle Kingdom... I've seen three matches from Wrestle Kingdom live, so leave me alone. But making progress.
I'm just progress asking is a whole different question.
It's a whole different company.
Yeah, that's a British company.
258 episodes, that's all he could handle.
Can we make it to 260?
Oh, who knows? Find out in 2 weeks. But, So Genesis, they had their little Impact Plus special, and the main event was Willie Mack versus Moose in an I Quit match, where they literally beat the hell out of each other, kind of like a hockey fight there, DP.
Hey.
It's funny that you mention NHL 94, probably the best NHL game ever. And, yes, Tony. You have something interesting? You had the look on your face? No?
That's okay. Just his face.
No comment. So anyway, they beat the hell out of each other. Moose looked like he was literally about to kill Willie Mack until Rich Swann came running in at the end of the match and said, "Stop, this is too much. I'll give you a title shot if you'll stop, like, so you won't kill him." So Moose just drops whatever weapon he had and says, "All right, I quit," and walks off. So we have a Impact World title match with the Impact World Champion Rich Swann versus the TNA World Champion Moose? Question mark?
Make some of his head bleed. We're in playoffs. I'm going to make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed for superfan number 99 over here.
Is he clean? If he's clean, let him in.
I'm taking off his shoes.
I'm taking his shoes. Yeah, fuck you, man.
See, the sad thing is whenever I hear Wayne Gretzky, I just go to the Ninja Turtles where it's just like, who's that talking about Casey Jones? And it's like, Wayne Gretzky on steroids?
Nice.
That's pretty good. I like it. Yeah, you are a Michelangelo.
Yeah, kind of.
DP's a Donatello.
Does that make you Leonardo?
I'm not a turtle.
Oh, you're Splinter. Splinter.
Nope, I'm not a rat.
Oh, you're
I ain't no rat.
I'm the guy in real life banging April. Yeah, there we go. Woo-hoo!
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Don't accept the monikers given to you. Take one of them on yourself.
You don't want to be a Super Shredder, a.k.a. Kevin Nash?
Damn it, I was just about to say I'll be cute and throw a bonus question who was Super Shredder, but you just ruined it, DP.
There is a pretty good documentary on WWE Network about Goldberg's streak, where Goldberg sits down and Hogan, Nash, some other people that were DDP, and it's a different look at it. So even if you're someone like me who has said about like the Ric Flair documentary and the Andre the Giant documentary, like very entertaining, but things I already knew. This one is a little bit different because it's a perspective from all these different guys. So it's really cool. It's on the streak. It's about 45 minutes long. I would highly recommend it. WWE Network. I think it's Untold, the streak. So it's pretty freaking solid. Check it out.
And you said how long? 45 minutes?
Yes. Actually, just every Goldberg match back to back in that.
Oh, whatever. Okay. That's what I was asking. Thank you.
No, it's pretty good. Check it out. Yeah, so back to Hard to Kill. I actually thought, I think Moose is a great replacement. It's too bad. I really like the Motor City Machine Guns. You guys know I'm a big fan of them. Their work they've done all over the place, especially ROH back in TNA in the day as well. So I don't know. What do you guys thought so far on what's going on in the way that Impact's kind of benefiting more so, I think, than AEW from this partnership? That's my opinion, at least, because look at AEW's numbers. They're getting beat now by NXT, aren't they?
I don't know the numbers. I don't really look at them. But I would say definitely, at least from what I've seen, I mean, you don't see a lot of the Impact guys as much on AEW. I mean, we did, what was it? Was it last week? Not this last week, but the week before, when we saw Gallows and Anderson, the Good Brothers, show up and kind of do some beatdowns. But
Anderson,
yeah, but it does seem like Impact's, at least so far, getting the better of it. They're getting this match, having, you know, the AEW World Champion on their pay per view. So far, but I assume this is going to go farther, and there's going to be more to come with a lot of this. So.
Talk about a huge day for, you know, sports, entertainment, sports, and MMA fans. You got a UFC card for free tomorrow with a prelim that starts at, I believe, 11 a.m. Eastern, a card that starts at 2 Eastern on ABC, a main card with a bunch of really good fights. You got two playoff games, and then you got Hard to Kill. I mean, what a Saturday. What a Saturday for sports entertainment fans.
Beginning of the year is always
great.
Yeah,
not disagreeing.
I didn't say you were. I just wanted you to comment on it. Don't argue with me.
I mean, yeah. I didn't even know that they were doing that on a
God, 11 a.m.
Well, I don't know what Andrew's problem is because I'm not Andrew.
That one was on purpose.
I know that was.
Or was
what
it?
Are you drinking?
All right, let's play what you're drinking. Fuck it. I need to know what he's drinking.
Drink it in, man.
Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I've got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk.
I don't think we're going to talk any more wrestling today, folks. So if you don't like that, you'll I don't know. You'll probably tune into a different podcast on the Chair Shot. Listen to Outsider's Edge, then, if you want to hear wrestling talk. I think they talk a lot of wrestling. Pod is War, not so much. Greg DeMarco Show, I don't know, maybe a little bit. Those are just my thoughts. Those are some good podcasts, though. What you're going to get.
Yeah, they're all great podcasts.
I don't know.
Listen to all of our stuff.
Is there anything we missed? Well, and shout out to Chair Shot Radio. The great work everybody's been doing there. Every day, something new. 8 a.m. Eastern. Been phenomenal. All right. I'm drinking, I don't know if you guys have seen this one, the Hopsecutioner. And speaking of turtles.
Hey.
Yeah, dude. Not even that drunk and I can't even speak.
Chop it up in the guillotine.
Terrapin Beer Company, Athens, Georgia.
Hopsecutioner.
Anyway, DP, you're not drinking yet. We'll save you for last, AJ. We're going to save you for last. DP's not drinking yet, but he will be later. Anything special you had recently?
Me? No, I usually don't switch it up too much.
Old self as usual, huh?
Yeah, classics. You know me.
Just your brand new TV and video game setup there. Can you swing the camera around so we can look at that one more time?
Yeah, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, gorgeous.
What's in the middle down there?
There is a heater.
Oh, okay.
There's a fireplace, one of those electronic ones.
Does it actually heat?
It does. It heats.
And it's in the entertainment center.
It's built into the entertainment center.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
What do you want at touchamodern.com or what? You got this just the ottoman open up to the ice chest there?
I was about to
what?
Say, I need to figure out where that came from because that looks nice for...
He's always up to style.
Honestly, it's an Amazon special. That's where I got that from. Oh. So.
There you go.
Nothing special. Yeah,
perfect
really.
For the basement. Perfect for the basement. AJ, what the hell are you drinking there?
I know you're chomping at the bit. So I went alcohol shopping with my girl. She decided to get some Not Your Father's root beer. So I said, screw it. I'm going to go get some beer of my own. So good old Sweet Baby Jesus is actually what it's called. It is a chocolate.
I thought.
Yep. It is a chocolate peanut butter porter. It's pretty good.
Oh,
not going to lie. Usually those are hit or miss, but it goes down smoothly. I love it a lot. And how could I resist not drinking something literally called Sweet Baby Jesus? That's just perfect.
Sweet Baby Jesus, that's another addition of what you drinking.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, and Tony doesn't have to go for a refill or anything. This must be...
I just did it. We didn't talk much wrestling today.
Remember when I said I wasn't drinking yet?
Uh-oh. Well, after this, we might or we might not, because like we were talking about before with Drew McIntyre and Goldberg, I'll be nice.
By the way, check out Pod is War title this week. Pod is War. Beetlejuice. Goldberg.
So, since we're 2 weeks away from the Royal Rumble, the next 2 weeks of phenomenal funky facts, this one and the next one, obviously, and I think the one after that as well, right? Yep. So the next 3 weeks are going to be Royal Rumble questions. Ooh. And when I say the Royal Rumble, I mean the pay-per-view, that event. Yeah. I don't mean the greatest one for the Saudi show.
Oakley.
I'm making that abundantly clear right now, so we're not confused later on where it's like, well, this person... No. Royal Rumble pay-per-view. That's what I mean. The event, wow, the pay-per-view, blah, blah, blah. So,
this is PC Tunney's wheelhouse, just so you know.
Ah, shit. Well, maybe not. Who knows?
Necessarily true or just not.
We will see. Who knows? Maybe some of the questions might be so off the wall, Tunney doesn't even know it.
It's hit or miss. Listen, it is my wheelhouse, and I'm not going to lie. I probably have been falling asleep watching old Royal Rumbles the last, six, 7 days in a row, leading up to the Royal Rumble. There's stuff you don't remember all the time, I mean, let's just see what happens. I'm not saying I'm going to win. I should. If I don't, you know what it's going to be. So let's just get on with the show.
If Tunney somehow gets every single one of these questions right, I'm just going to, open and down a bottle of Jaeger. Anyway. So now Tony has his own little challenge to see if I'll actually open and down a bottle of Jaeger.
I really don't want to punish your brother like that.
Hell if.
I imagine you'd need to be taken care of after that.
We'll see. So Tony, you actually did win last week. So we're going to give it to DP to pick one, two, or three in the doors.
Pose.
I thought you were going to have a total BS soundbite there.
No.
I'm more surprised
I could. I could go find it. Yeah, I could go find it. Easily.
The amount of times that you say it, I'm more surprised you don't have one.
We could make one.
I like saying it. It's therapeutic. I really rather say it.
It's true. All right. I'll take door number one.
Door number one.
Oh, speaking of trivia, before I forget, though, you guys got to know this, that they're having some guest hosts for Jeopardy, and Aaron Rodgers will be a guest host for Jeopardy. So, and by the way, I cannot stop watching Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays from Pat McAfee. Check it out if you haven't. Sorry, Trivia Trickster Master.
No, I'm not mad at all for that, because I'm happy that you brought that up, because I almost forgot. I was also elated when I heard that he was going to be a guest host. Who knows? Maybe that might be something that he might do when he retires.
He should do it with just the mustache in tribute to early Alex Trebek.
Yes.
Agreed. He should get a haircut and a perm and dye it and try to look like Alex Trebek.
He could do it
show.
Too.
That'd be awesome. I will tweet him about that. No, probably not. I'll forget because I'm not going to do it right now. Okay, I'm with trivia.
Oh, trivia door number one. All right, gentlemen.
Do it after Saturday if you're going
to
tweet.
There's two answers to this question, because the question is, who was the entrant of number one and the entrant of number two in the 2005 Royal Rumble?
2005.
Yep.
Oh, come on, man. Number one and number two.
The entrance who drew number one and number two in 2005.
This seems like it's an obvious answer. I don't know it.
It might not be. Womp womped. All right, DP, what do you say?
That's pretty funny. I'm close there with you.
Eddie and Mysterio is what DP says, but Tunney got it right with Eddie and Benoit being 1 and 2 in the 2005 Royal Rumble, especially after, 2004's Mania. And the moment that they shared together as the world champions. Mm-hmm. All right, just to prove, I will freaking open this. I will.
Get it ready. Get the champagne ready.
Yeah, champagne. Yeah, that's some good old fashioned cold German champagne. All right, Tony. Door number two or door number three?
B. Fartendale. I'll have door number three.
Door number three. All right. So, who has the most eliminations in cumulative Royal Rumbles? Who, not how many? If for some reason you both get it, we're going to do the closest number. So, what wrestler has the most eliminations in every Royal Rumble? Ever! That wasn't a hint, by the way. I just wanted to do the Jericho soundbite. All right, well, both men look ready. Tony says Kane. Dan says Strowman.
Because Strowman overtook Kane.
No.
What?
At all times. All time.
Really? How many?
Yep. Altogether, the most eliminations in all Royal Rumbles, cumulative Royal Rumbles, is Kane with 45.
Bullshit.
Oh, DP.
Wait, what was that?
That's an obliv of abbreviations.
We have broken him. He is now up to the dark side.
I'm with you. It's total BS. I agree.
Boy, so that means...
Total BS.
On the bright side, we are that much closer to him downing a bottle of Jägermeister.
That is also true. So, Tony, let's see if you can get this.
Let's do it.
God, I'm going to be angry if you do.
I'm just going to help Tony on this one.
I need you to text.
Like, he needs my help.
He's going to text him the answer halfway through. Well, bring home shit.
Bring home tarps, garbage bags, and Pedialyte.
Oh, God. All right, well then, since we were talking about the most eliminations in cumulative Royal Rumbles, the last question is, who has the most Royal Rumble eliminations in a single Royal Rumble?
I might have had it right just a second ago there. I don't know.
No, DP, because remember what I said in the beginning?
You said a lot of things.
Counting,
I stopped listening to you.
Not counting the greatest Royal Rumble ever. I said the pay-per-view and the event.
Come on, PC. I believe in you. Come on.
I feel like he's playing.
I think he is, too. So I think he knows it.
Shit. All right. Dan was right originally because it was Roman Reigns when Batista won it with 12 eliminations, but Brock Lesnar did beat that record last year with 13 in a row. He started at number one.
Start drinking. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, don't God. Do it. That's good enough. That's good enough. It's not fair. DP was absolutely. I didn't want to tell you how unfair of this was going to be, but yes. Yes. This,
all right. I just got to make.
For me, just so you know.
Yeah, I got to make these a lot more obscure now, apparently. Or I'm going to keep...
No, you don't.
Amy, all right, plug it.
What? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Your girlfriend's going to get mad at you, and she's going to find out why, and she's going to come find me, and she's going to cut my brake line or something.
Fair enough. All right, well,
The big chug was enough. Thank you very much. Those are my skills, Royal Rumble trivia.
Fair enough. So, Tony, you took it away again because I didn't know any better. But they're going to be obscure next week. They're going to be real obscure next week.
Maybe you and DP can team up to try and stump me next week.
All right.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
How you guys liking? You guys like the CHAIRSHOT, new CHAIRSHOT open? We kind of mixed the two together.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
I like that.
Nice.
Double trouble there. Yeah.
I like it a lot. And we almost got a little bit of Braun Strowman on that one, too. I heard the intro to it.
Braun Strowman?
Yeah. Never mind.
No.
I thought I heard the little trivia thing for Braun Strowman's thing at the end of it.
No.
I might be hearing things. I need to drink
more. TheChairShot.com.
I'll play it for you again.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Yeah, that's the new intro there. That's what you're going to hear 7 days a week. Rotating hosts. Just a little plug for Chair Shot Radio. Mondays and Fridays, you get PC Tunney. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you get Greg DeMarco. Thursdays, you got Head Trauma Thursdays with Mags from across the pond teaming up with Ray Cash. Saturdays, you may see AJ Belads in and about with his brother and Christopher Platt. Sundays, you got that Bandwagon Nerd Crew, Dave and Pod. And I would imagine you're going to be seeing DPP here and there. He's already helped us out with a few different things, Chair Shot Radio. So there you go. As he shrugs and he's like, no, just leave me out of this, asshole.
I'm still an architect.
Yeah. All right, it's last call.
Sure is.
A last call. Alcohol. What do you mean it's last call?
Sports, 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 sports.
What?
Ooh, pluck that one out, huh?
Not a sports fan, huh?
Oh, what? What do you mean?
Go sports!
Go sports. I don't know. That's all I got. I got. Yeah. I'm out of sports clips.
That's all I got.
You're excited. Feel these nipples. How about that? Huh?
I got that somewhere.
Nipples. They're usually on your chest.
Where's my nipple button?
What is your nipples? Your nipples and your belly button slide into the middle of your fucking frontal core, and it's just
right below, there we go.
Right below where your rib cage comes together in the middle of your chest is where your nipples and belly button have merged into your nipple button. DP does not have nipples. He does not have a belly button. He has a nipple button. DWI podcast.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
DP has a nipple button.
Gee, or it could be like the South Park episode. You get like the flaps down. So it's like, oh no, your cable's messed up. Oh, that sucks. Hey. Anyway, what are we talking about again? Oh yeah, sports.
Football. Let's start with the first game of the weekend. Packers. Rams. AJ, non-biased fan, give us your take on what's going to happen in this game.
Well, the Rams actually look competent last week, and it is confirmed that Jared Goff will be playing, and his backup will not be Wolford. It will be Blake Bortles, who technically speaking has a 2-1 record in the playoffs. I'm kidding. The Packers win. On to the next.
DP, any concerns as a Packer fan?
Always. especially second, when we have a bye week.
Second thought, yeah.
Because that always scares me. And, of course, I think anytime you're in the playoffs, it should be you should be nervous because it's win or go home. And, I always going to be nervous. But watching the Rams last week, the kind of really snuck that one out. I didn't think they looked that great. Other than the defensive line for the Rams, you know, Aaron Donald's going to play. I don't feel like there's anything that would stop us from winning this game, but other than the turnovers, as long as we don't turn the ball over and we keep play our game, we're good.
Yeah, the Packers don't lose the turnover battle. The likelihood that they win this game goes up even more so. It's too bad that the guy that they tried to pick up for the offensive line that tested positive for COVID, defensive lineman, the Packers are still fine at line on the offensive line. The problem is they did, in fact, lose the best lineman in all of football, at least tackle, because Bakhtiari is like first in win rate for passing blocking and third in win rate for run blocking. I mean, that equals best tackle in the league, right? Like, he's one of the best tackles to ever play the game, probably like one of the top 20 best left tackles in the history of the NFL. So would I feel better that way? Yes. Do I understand that Aaron Donald is injured but still is an animal and it's going to be very difficult to block? Yes. Do they have really good linebackers as well that are not talked about as much? Yes. Is Jalen Ramsey really good? Yes. Is he going to shut down Davante Adams? No. Go back and look at the Rams' box scores against teams they've played with decent quarterbacks and good receivers. The numbers aren't great, but they're not horrible. There are plenty of games where he's given up yards. If you want to know who's number one in win rate man-to-man as a corner, look at the other team. Jaire Alexander, number one lockdown win rate man-to-man cornerback in the league. But we just talked about Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald all week. So don't expect the Packers defense to be pissed off at all.
Wow.
I think that's the most
mic drop Tunney I've ever seen Tunney try to mic drop there. Granted, he just went for a swig of beer, but still.
Hey, that's what it's all about.
Take the Packers in the over. -6.5. 46.5. 45.5. What you guys got? I'm going to write these down. We'll make some predictions.
Well, and speaking of that, make sure you do check out thechairshot.com for the NFL picks from all the Chairshot players as well. Mine, once you do see it, will also be the Green Bay Packers to win, to cover. And are we taking over-unders as well, or are we just doing covers?
No, Green Bay. I got Green Bay to cover in the over. 6.5, 45.5.
I will take Green Bay to cover, and that's tough. Yeah, give me the over.
AJ?
Yeah, Green Bay covers, and you said 45.5 is the...
45.5.
I'm gonna say under, just to be different.
Okay.
Smart.
All right, shoot baby, fake table. Buffalo Bills Mafia, that's a shoot baby, fake table. Hey, Greg, shoot baby, fake table. Greg. Shoot baby, fake table.
So should Sorry,
I? I gotta get.
Should I make that the name of this podcast and see if it gets changed?
No, don't. No, okay, I don't care. Go ahead.
Like I said, Hey, Greg,
shoot, baby. There you go.
So he has to watch the entire thing and hear how many times Tony has said, shoot, baby, fake table.
No, you're in the, on it too. Buffalo Bills -2.5 at home, over 49.5. You know, it's really interesting. My thoughts on this game keep changing, considering that it's supposed to be pretty windy and the Bills are reliant on this pass game. I'm going to take the Ravens in the under this weekend and say that Lamar Jackson is going to thrive in the elements and he's going to be very mobile and they're going to be able to run the ball better than Buffalo Bills. That's going to be the difference. That's my opinion here. I'm going Baltimore and the under, even though I did take Buffalo in the chair shot picks.
Hedging your bets there. I see what you're doing.
I should have changed mine. I do like 8 podcasts a week. Your turn. Go ahead.
I know, and it's fair, but
this is my second one today.
I usually do like the Ravens. People often say that the Ravens are my number two or my AFC team, but I can't deny how well the Bills have been doing. I mean, Josh Allen has drastically progressed as a quarterback. He's not just scrambling the ball to scramble for running sake. He actually knows what he's doing. He's stretching plays out to make sure that they actually happen. Stephon Diggs has been amazing for them. I'm going to go with the Bills on this one and over for the pick on this one because I feel like they'll do great. I think it'll be a real hard-hitting game, but I just don't think the Ravens – I think the Ravens' freight train of perfection so far is going to end in the divisional round.
So you got Baltimore and – or you mean you got Buffalo and the under?
Buffalo and the over.
Buffalo and the over. I'm sorry. DP?
The complete opposite of what you had, PC. That's what he's got.
Yes.
I think it is kind of like PC said, going to come down to kind of the weather. You know, in Buffalo, it's going to be tough. If it's going to be windy, cold, it's going to come down to that run game, I think. I as much as I do like the way Buffalo's been playing, that offense and the passing game is great. They lost Zach Moss. You know, it's going to hurt him in the running game.
Yeah, they signed Devontae Freeman to the practice squad.
Yeah, they picked up Freeman, which is interesting. But, you know, if it's going to be tough to throw the ball and it's going to come down to that running game, Buffalo's defense has looked pretty good. But I think Baltimore coming out, they still got that little bit of that chip on their shoulder with Tennessee. And looking to get, you know, Lamar Jackson into the championship game, I think they're going to come out and just run the shit out of the ball. They got a hell of a running game. You know, they can run with Jackson and the rest of them. That I think they're just going to run all over them, honestly. And it's going to be a low-scoring game is what I think. But I do think Baltimore is going to come out with it. I'm with PC, and I'm taking Baltimore and the under.
Yeah, suck on that, AJ.
Meh.
Good response.
I'm a big fan of meh.
I've texted and DM'd a lot of meh. You give me your opinion, I go, meh. Take that. It's like you booing someone. It's very unoffensive yet effective. Find that line.
Well, for one team for the next pick that we have, or the next picks that we have, one team we didn't think was going to be in there. We thought it was going to be a yellow and black team that was going to be there, not a brown team.
I'll be honest with you, I picked the Browns last week and I changed my pick after hearing about not only the coach but all the players that were out. So kudos to the Browns for coming through with a big playoff win. I'm really happy for Platt. It's kind of crazy the way that game went last week, 28-0 to start, and they ended up holding on. So what are the odds, just real quick around the horn here, this game, what happens for the Browns, the Browns win this game, what happens? How does it happen, AJ? Before we give our picks, we'll just go around the horn and say what the Browns need to do to win this game. AJ?
What the Browns need to do to win this game. Cover Tariq Hill as best as you can. Make sure you have zone defense and make sure he's, I'm not saying lock him down, but I'm saying make sure that he's not an option to throw to at a constant rate like the game that the fucking Chiefs had against the Bucks. That's probably your best bet. I know there's a lot of other weapons on offense like Travis Kelce and God, I can't remember the running back's name because it's so off the wall. Clyde.
Solaire.
Yeah, him. And Patrick Mahomes can throw and run the ball too. And, you know, you still got a lot of other weapons on that offense. But Tyreek Hill should always and forever be your main concern when you're facing the Chiefs. Is that me saying that the Browns will beat the Chiefs? It's playoff football. Anything can happen. We saw a 9-7 Titans team go all the way to the AFC Championship against them. So, as much as I want the Browns to win, I think the Chiefs get this one, and I don't even know what the over-under is, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
57.
Yeah, I think it's going to be under that.
Okay, so KC in the under, you say?
Yeah.
The way the Browns, if the Browns want to win this game, what I think they need to do is force Kansas City to beat you on the ground. They have to stop the passing game, and I mean, that's, Kansas City has a decent running game, but they're obviously, their big weapons are passing with Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Watkins and all them. Is force them to beat you on the ground, and the Browns have to try and control the ball on offense when they have it and not let Kansas City score a lot of points, which is tough because Cleveland does score a lot of points. They have an offense that likes to, you know, be fast paced too. So I think they have to try and do what they can to control the ball and then force Kansas City to beat you on the ground.
Your pick?
I don't think Cleveland's going to do that. So I'm going to go with Kansas City, Kansas City and the over, because I do think there's going to be a ton of points in this game. So we'll see.
And I agree with DP. That's my pick as well. Kansas City in the over, you know, and you talked about what Cleveland needs to do to win this game. They need to utilize that run game. They need to have long, sustained drives. They need to finish them with touchdowns, not field goals, because once you start trading field goals with touchdowns on the other side, that's what's going to happen. But my opinion, what Cleveland needs to do to win this game, in addition to what DP said and causing turnovers and everything else you need to do to win a football game, they need to, like, poison Patrick Mahomes' water, because the only way they're winning this fucking game is if Patrick Mahomes isn't playing this entire game, because dude is phenomenal. I mean, like I said before, you could be up 35 going into the fourth quarter against this guy and still fucking lose. He's that good, right? So, yeah, Kansas City in the over. I think you're going to see a good effort from the Browns, but I still think they're going to probably lose by 13, 14 points.
See, you know what the Browns need to do? The Browns need to take a page out of LT's book and send players hookers and strippers and whatnot the day before a game.
I honestly thought about saying that's what they need to do, but they're not on the road, Kansas City. They're at home, so you can't just send them to the hotel like he would do.
You can still do the same thing. You don't know.
To his house. Okay, yeah, right.
All
right.
You can still do the same thing, just bribe Andy Reid with a cheeseburger.
Last game of the weekend, it's the game that H forgot. 43-year-old Tom Brady taking on that whippersnapper, Drew Brees, 42 years old, his own right, from New Orleans. Saints -3, over under 52. Let's let the Buccaneers fan go first, and just how you feeling going in, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was extremely nervous when I'm like, maybe the Bears might pull it out and we have home field advantage for the entire thing, because the Packers would have to play the Bears again, and that means we'd have to play the Rams, and this is all going to be... No, this isn't... No. Okay, we have to play the Saints the third time. The thing is now, though, the Bucks are in full effect. They have everyone that they need. They don't have AB coming back from his first game in a year and a half. They don't have, you know, a bunch of people sick or completely missing. Yeah, we're missing a lineman. Mike Evans is limping. I think we also proved that we don't really need to use Mike Evans so much. That being said, Breeze is rumored to retire, and I think he wants the Peyton effect, where he goes out on his own terms with a championship. There's no Vikings in the playoffs, so there's not going to be like some push off pass interference, some random BS call. I want the Bucks to win. I really do. Don't get it wrong. If you saw any of my social media posts, every game day I've been wearing either this hoodie or a t-shirt that my girlfriend's parents actually got me for Christmas, and for some reason they've been winning a lot. Fingers crossed, knock on wood, hopefully the Bucks win. But on paper, I know it's difficult to win three times against the same team. Hopefully third time's a charm. But if they can't get their shit together, because they're very hit or miss. The defense really wasn't existent until the end of the Washington football team game.
Bless you.
I know. It took a lot out of me for not saying another word. But I think the Saints win this. I don't think I was told the over-under.
52.
52? That's going to be over. I know that's going to be over because Brady usually has something to prove. But if they don't get their shit together, Breeze is going to show that he wants his second ring that bad.
Well, I think you kind of said it all right there, right? The Buccaneers have really gotten everything together so far. And, you know, they've been getting better at the end of the year here. They got Antonio Brown kind of in full effect. I know, yeah, like you said, Mike Evans is a little banged up, but you got still got that powerful offense. You got Godwin. You got, you know, Brayton Gronk at tight ends. You've got Brown and Godwin, and still got Evans going. So it's not like it's hurting you. You have kind of a rotisserie of running backs. The running game hasn't looked that great, but I think it's going to come down to defense. I think these teams are so pretty evenly matched. I think it's going to come down to defense, you know, and a lot of things we say of, you know, who wins the turnover battle, you know, who can control the ball and keep the ball and not turn it over. Because both these teams are pretty evenly matched. I think they both got, you know, Tampa Bay's defense has really come on. Saints have a great defense. So I think it's going to come down to whose defense plays better, who can hold the team down a little better, and who wins the turnover battle. I actually, as much as these guys got some offenses that can score, I think it's going to be an under game because of that defense, I think. And I like the Saints. It's tough. This is probably the toughest one to pick, honestly, for me. And I like the Saints to win it, to cover. But I still think it's going to be pretty close. And I like the under. I think it's going to be actually a low-scoring affair despite their powerful offenses, just because the defense has got to step up.
AJ, you took Tampa Bay in the over?
I did not.
He's a terrible guy. He picked against his own team.
Hey, I'm a realist. I'm not like, oh, well, Brady's going to win because it's Brady in the playoffs. Over. It's still Brady that had to go through the wild card.
Over?
Over, yeah. It's still Brady 52? That goes through the wild card. Brady doesn't do well in the
52.
Wild card.
Yeah, I got the Saints in the under as well. We'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to football this weekend. This is my favorite football weekend of the year. These are the best eight teams, the best four from each side. You either had to earn that bye or you had to win a playoff game to get here. So it's teams that have proven themselves throughout the year, and you can see who they are. So congratulations on, first and foremost, the Browns for being here. Because the Browns to make the playoffs and win a game and have a chance to get to having a chance to play for a chance to get to the Super Bowl, if you can follow that logic, good for them. Yep, there you go. It's like three steps. It's no big deal. It's all good.
Give me three steps.
It's endless. It's entertainment.
Also, for the Browns, they're the only team that is still in the playoffs that has not been to a Super Bowl yet.
Well, there you go. Looks like that streak will continue. All right, gentlemen. Let's send it around the horn. My name is PC Tunney. You can find me at PC Tunney right there on the Twitter sphere. You can check me out on Chair Shot Radio Mondays and Fridays. You can find me right here on the DWI podcast. You can listen to me on Three Man Weave with Christopher Platt and Ray Cash. You can hear me on Pod is War moderating that said Christopher Platt and AJ's brother, Andrew Belaz. And in addition, I've been known to show up on Bandwagon Nerds just to piss those guys off. No, I love them. They're great. It's a great show. Check it out. Check out everything from thechairshot.com. Podcasts, news, reviews, analysis, ratings. We got it all. Always use your head. ProWrestlingTees.com/chairshot. Check it out. Get yourself a ChairShot t-shirt. Get one for you. Get one for your friend. Get one for your friend's friend. Get one for your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor. You never know. Your neighbor's neighbor might be your neighbor. So buy two shirts and give one to somebody else. AJ? I'm just trying to get him to buy two shirts, CP.
I know, you're right? He's trying to spread the love.
Never, no neighbor, never's not neighbors. Maybe, I don't know. Said a lot of
your neighbor
things.
Your neighbor could be your neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. Be like Cheers. Everyone knows your name now because you handed them a chair shot t-shirt.
Norm.
But anyway, you can follow me at social media on the Twitters at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all capital letters. You can follow me on thechairshot.com where I do articles and reviews. Typically NWA, they're on a hiatus right now, so I'm trying to find anything I possibly can. You might actually see me float around any one of those podcasts. I know I've already substituted for Pod is War, but you might hear my voice, hopefully not doing trivia because I don't want to hear total BS everywhere, but you can hear me anytime, any place. So DP, why don't you bring us on home, because I know you got a bunch of stuff going on with you as well.
Well, you can certainly find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP, but also on thechairshot.com for A Winner Is You, which is our video game podcast where all the guys and I talk just about our favorite games and what's coming up and what we played and all that good stuff. And you can follow that at A Winner Is You on Twitter and Facebook. That's A Winner Is You, the letter U, A Winner Is You, where we always remind you that it's dangerous to game alone. Take us.
Take us. Take on me.
Take us on.
It's a really weird recording day for me because I started the day out by singing Friday, Friday, Friday. Oh.
Oh, Lord. Thank God that you said that because I was about to continue the Take on Me parody and just go higher. And I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
What are you doing to the Stewie? No, let's not do the Stewie.
Oh, no.
You wrote a book? Oh, you wrote a book? How's the book? You got a book?
You got this cool whip.
And on that note, episode 258 is coming to a close. Does anybody else have a brand new clothes for us today?
Brand new clothes. Oh, no. Was I supposed to do something?
I knew you.
Brand new clothes. Is that supposed to change? Is this supposed to be Las Vegas? Ah, dang it.
Oh, man. You're going to have to listen back to last week's episode now.
I remember now.
Now I remember.
Yeah, now I remember after you told me that it was on last week's episode. Oh, shit.
Teacher. Oh. It's true. It's true. Because you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as One fucking job, you guys. What are you gonna
You blew it.
Count on you for next. No, don't drink that bottle. Don't drink that whole bottle. Just don't do it. I appreciate it.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best-kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.